The city of Tallahassee is considering rezoning part of the Myers Park neighborhood to allow for new housing. But some residents are concerned about how the plan could affect the historic district. I'm Kate Payne. The Myers Park Historic District is home to bungalows dating back to the 1920s, nestled under old live oak trees. Cascades Park has brought new interest to the area and new conflict, mainly over the higher noise levels from the park's amphitheater. Now the city is considering rezoning a prime piece of real estate to make way for new housing in the area. City planners say new homes and apartments could serve as a sound buffer between the historic district and the park, instead of the 30-foot-high concrete wall previously considered. The 9-acre plot in question is currently home to the Parks and Rec offices, and developers are showing interest. But some residents have their doubts, like Ann Mazanovich.
We don't want the loss of the wildlife habitat. And once again, we don't want the increased traffic in the neighborhood, things like that, that would really not flow with the Myers Park Historic District.
Because the plot is in the historic district, any developments must match the character of the surrounding buildings and be approved by the Architectural Review Board. And any decisions won't happen in the dark. Commissioners won't vote to rezone until they've seen plans from developers and received public comments. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.